You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome, Alan Brazil Up Front. Delighted to welcome Ray Parler. Ray, how are you?
How you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
All good, pal. Let's talk about Capital One Cup. Two funny nights, wasn't it? Not a great game, Stoke-Liverpool. Liverpool were angry as hell with Stoke's goal, clearly offside.
Yep.
So that was one big mistake with the officials, but Liverpool... penalties get through.
Yeah.
Not a classic though, eh?
Well, I fancied Stoke. I mean, going into penalties, you look at both of the keepers, Mignolet and Butland, you're thinking, oh, I think Butland.
But absolutely.
He didn't get nowhere near any of the penalties. Good penalties from Liverpool, there's no doubt. And the winning penalty, so called Joe Allen, where he stepped up.
He's been doing all right now, isn't he?
Well, he scored the equaliser against Arsenal,
yes,
didn't he?
People thought it was a recently. Bit of a waste of money or too expensive, but now he's beginning to prove
he's
his
worth. He's a good player, so bring off the bench what he's done so far. So, Stoke would be disappointed. But I think Liverpool... I was hoping for a Merseyside derby, I really was, in the final. That would have been fantastic for the fans in Merseyside. But Man City showed their quality last night. Look, controversial again.
Ray, I've been looking at it all morning. And
in full speed,
look, he's lightning, he's rapid, isn't he, Sterling? And you think, oh, was that out? You know, it wasn't a case of that's miles out. It was a case of was that out?
Well, that's where maybe we can do a little bit more. With communications, with the fourth official, we can look back at that and say, look, slow motion, it is out.
Yeah.
So, and he can help the ref and disallow it, you know, and that's all you've got to do.
You can't blame Langsman, you know, he's not Usain Bolt, is he, the Langsman? You know, because Sterling, when he was put through,
you're never going to stay with Sterling. But, you know, you look at after the game, I think Pellegrini's probably got it right because he said, look, we had some decisions to go out, not our way at Goodison. So, yeah, especially at City in the league, which is a totally different thing. But, you know, he should have had a penalty last minute as well. So, I mean, they'd be disappointed, Everton. What an opportunity. Especially when Ross Barkley scored a brilliant goal to get him off to a winning start, you know, that looked like that could be the goal.
That was enough.
Yeah, that could be the goal that gets them through. And credit to City, you know, they've got quality players. De Bruyne, come on, made a massive difference.
By the way, let me tell the latest on De Bruyne, because people feared, you know, he went down funny. And if you watch, he bends his knee and you think, oh no.
Usually a cruciate.
Yeah, no, but I'm told he had a crack, but he's got a bad ankle and a bad knee, but they don't think... is ligament damage or bad?
I'm sure you've had a scan before, Al, as well. MRI scans, you go for that. That shows you everything in what's happened in your knee, your ankles, and I'm sure they'll look at it and assess it. But I played in games with Robert Perez when he'd done his cruciate, and no one was around him as well. Just fell over slightly, just jarred his knee, and he was out for 8-9 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, that happened in 2002 when he was playing so well. And that was a massive loss to us. But, you know, De Bruyne will be a big loss for City if he's out for a long period.
But when they have Aguero, you know, Aguero's just magical, isn't he? You know, they talk about Lukaku. How much? 60 million, 50 million? What's Aguero worth?
Well, I put him as world-class. Aguero is definitely world-class. I mean, I put him up there with Messi, Ronaldo, Suarez, you could probably say now, the way he's playing at Barcelona. Neymar, you know, he's got to be up there in that bracket because, you know, the movement... When he gets injured, but it takes him a couple of games to get back to full swing and full, you know, energy. But once he's fit, he's brilliant. You know, his movement.
What about the final then, Ray? Because I don't know that Liverpool. One thing they have got, it appears, is togetherness. The game at Carrow Road, 5-4, that last minute, Lallana goal.
Yeah.
Klopp breaks his glasses. They're all hugging. They're definitely in it together. Maybe not Benteke. There's a problem there. I'm sure there is. But they're really playing for Klopp.
Well, certainly, I mean, they've got to go back to the City game when they played at the Etihad, Liverpool.
Brilliant.
The way they played on the break, the pace they had. And I think Klopp will look at that and say, OK, let's try and... I'm sure he'll have videos of that game and say, right... You know, maybe a week before the final.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's look at this video because at the back, you know, they can see goals. You know, Otamendi's been all over the place. They can see goals for fun. But the cup final, it's all on the day. It's all on who really steps it up. Both got good sides. Both got good players.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put the marks out of 10 for every single player, City will have the better team. But, you know, it's still a cup final. And we've seen some big shocks in cup finals before. And,
could it be, you know, like you said, Jack Butland against Mignolet for Stoke-Liverpool? You know, Joe Hart will be in goal probably in the final, won't he? Although I don't know, but probably. Whereas Mignolet, and I've been giving Mignolet a bit of stick, he just signed a new contract, and lo and behold, he came on radio this morning with me, and I'm like, oh no.
Did you mention that?
Here we go. No, funny enough, I didn't. He Did must you? Be delighted getting the cup final, Joe. So I got away with murder there. But, you know, City for me, they're still not hitting top
you,
form.
You never
Ray.
Know what City turn up.
No.
Their waveform is it's just, he must be scratching his head, Pellegrini, because at home they're decent, they you know, get points. But away from home, they've been awful this year. They really have. You know, West Ham, they just about got out of it, and West Ham hit the bar last minute. So, you know, I think it's a very strange Premier League this year. We know that. But I'm sure the City boys, you know, another day at Wembley, the fans will be absolutely delighted. It's a great day out.
And Liverpool fans.
And Liverpool fans will be
31,500 each to get. By the way, just with City, here's one for you. I was thinking about it this morning. If, and this is an if, how, if they have done the deal with Guardiola, okay, what about the City manager now? We all feel sorry for him. What if he wins the League Cup, wins the Premier League, they're still in the FA Cup, they'll beat Dynamo Kiev, won't they? In the Champions League. What if he gets the Champions League final and wins like the Premier League in one cup or two cups? How can they get rid of the deal might already be done.
He's been so professional the way he's done it. I mean, he would know as well. I'm sure he would know behind the scenes what's going on.
I was going to say he looks grumpy, but he's always,
but
always
no,
looks
I mean,
that.
He's that sort of, he's that sort
face
of character.
Is tripping him.
But I think, you know, he can walk out on a high owl. I mean, he's an experienced manager. He's done what he's had to do, you know, and he can walk away and say, look, I've done the best. Let's see what Guardiola can do. Now, suddenly, the pressure does go back onto Guardiola. What is he going to change? What is he going to bring to the team? And maybe the City fans will look back and say, well, Pellegrini really did a good job. Absolutely
just a quick one, because I've got a lot to get through. Just the Chelsea-Arsenal, I know it's gone. I tell you what, if you could be in a dark room, you know, and you'd knuckle dusters on, that cost, so you'd not wouldn't you?
Well,
I
said, if I was playing there, we'd take turns. You just take turns. Wouldn't you? You take him out, and then someone else will take him out, and then someone else will take him out. Before you know it, he'll lose his rag
for
and
me, Ray,
himself.
He's, if there's any contact at all with Metasaka, I don't care if I'm Costa. I want to go through and score.
Yeah.
Why go down?
I was right behind the bench, and from what I saw, I thought it was a sending off. Yeah. Straight away, I thought the referee's going to send him off because the way he went down, and it's so quick, you know, it happens so quickly.
And then when you see it later,
but you know, but the referee doesn't see that again, does he? I still think that he went in and he was late, and I think Mertesacker knew straight away he's made a clangor here, and he's going to be sent off. And he, you know, I don't think he had any complaints after the game, and that changed obviously the game. And
Uncle Arson did, though, he? The right hump, didn't he?
Well, he's going to have the hump. I mean, any decision goes against your team, you've got to look at it. And you know, it was a game that Chelsea just seemed to have won over on Arsenal. I just don't know how they do it. I mean, it wasn't a great performance.
How's your jewellery shop? Hey, what's it now? Let me just get this right. One League Cup in 93 and four FA Cup wins. You know, that is just fantastic.
Look at my medallion. Where's all your medals? Look at my medallion around my neck.
Where's all your medals?
I've melted them down now, well.
FA Cup this weekend, Ray. Yeah. Now, talk about pressure. Whoa. Talk about Pride Park Friday night. Derby, look, they're not pulling up trees at the moment. But they will fancy the chances against Man U.
Well, on a Friday night as well, it'd be a rocking atmosphere. Manchester United, no, look, I think they've got nothing to lose, Derby. The most important thing for Derby is to get into the Premier League next season. We know that. But this could sometimes be a turning point in your season for the league as well. Because they've been playing poorly. But if they can beat Manchester United, they can get a massive lift from that. So,
and their Balkans Van Gaal's moving house, I thought, to Eindhoven.
Well, I
think it's Moberly or somewhere or Prestwick.
I don't know what they're going to do with Van Gaal. I mean, whether they're going to wait to the end of the season. I think he'll be there to the end of the season. I think they'll see if they can get in the top four.
He'll be gone.
But then they'll look at it in the end of the season, whether they go for Guardiola as well.
And who gets the job?
Well,
do they go easy? Do they say go on,
we
Ryan?
Don't know. We don't know if Man City have done a deal with Guardiola. If that's the case, he's out. I think Mark Hughes has been mentioned, hasn't he?
Mark Hughes has been mentioned for Chelsea
as well. Obviously, two clubs he played for. Or they go with inexperience with Ryan Giggs. That's going to be a big question.
But don't you think if they're going to give it to Giggs, they'd give him it now? Like Real Madrid have done with Zidane. You know, at the end of the season, I think it'd be did he take a chance for a full season with Ryan?
Yeah, but do they go for someone like, I don't know, Simeone? It's going to be so interesting to see what happens at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Obviously, Van Gaal, and it's been awful football this year. I'm sure the Manchester United fans will agree with that. The Southampton game went back to how they've been playing all season, and they're going to struggle to get in the top four.
Charlie Austin, eh?
With the likes of Spurs. Yeah, exactly. What a signing, £4 million.
Why Newcastle never went for Charlie?
Palace gone for Adebayor. So, you know, Alan Pardew didn't fancy
him. Can you believe that?
Well, it was one of them situations. Who's available? But Charlie Austin was available. So I was amazed that Alan Pardew came out and said,
well, he did.
Yeah, he's not a player we're really interested in.
No, he had a go at Warnock, didn't he? Neil Warnock says, well, Neil was here. And, you know, he wasn't very good, was he? And as for Charlie Austin, we're not interested. So then he was going to go for Nicholas Bentner or Adebayor.
Yeah.
As he bumped his head.
Well, maybe, you know, Adebayor might be all right in the short term. You know, he might come in, he's got that physical presence, something they're really lacking, because I was at Palace Spurs at the weekend and Connor Wickham, he didn't really go for him in the game. They need that physical presence to really, you know, and maybe Adebayor is the man. It depends on what his fitness is like as well, because he hasn't played football since.
Ray, would you like to be in a trench with him?
No. But end of the day, I mean, if it's long term, there could be a few problems. I mean, but if it's a short term deal to the end of the season, then, you know, I don't think you can go wrong, because I think he'll come in, he's going to try and prove himself to other clubs as well, to say, look, I can still do it in the Premier League. So maybe Palace are going to get that. And let's see how he does. I mean, we can't judge him yet until we see a few games. But I want to see him working hard, running the line. And if he can do that, then maybe, you know, because he is a good player. Arsenal, he was excellent. Man City had his moments when he was very good. So we know he can do it. But will he upset the dressing room? That's the big thing for me, for Alan Pardew.
Right, Saturday, your boys, Arsenal, against a very, very good Burnley
good
side.
Good, organised Burnley side, and playing very well at the moment. They're having a really good run in the
Championship.
It'd
be a great game if it was at Burnley.
Yeah, I mean, look, Arsenal will rest players. They will bring in players that have not been playing on a regular basis. But again, being at the Emirates is a big, big advantage. So I still expect Arsenal to have a really good FA Cup run. I mean, at the moment, they're getting the right draws. They're getting home draws, which is so important in the FA Cup.
I always think fifth round, the next round, you've got to get a home draw.
Yeah, definitely. And you start getting maybe the lesser teams knocked out now. I mean, you see the big boys stay in there. Because I think the FA Cup now is a cup that everybody now takes it very seriously. I think we went through that stage where people weren't taking it as seriously as they should do. Because for me, the FA Cup is the best cup competition domestically in the world by a mile. So I think it's such a good medal to win if you're a player. So I think now, you know, the Wembley day out as well. I know Liverpool, Man City, and they're going to be there 28th of February in the Capital One Cup. But now the FA Cup, you know, that last game of the season, something to look forward to. Doesn't matter if you're having poor form in the league. You just know you've got an FA Cup final waiting to happen. So I think it'd be an interesting week. Obviously, fourth round, you're still expecting a few shocks out, really.
What about Liverpool, West Ham? He's a good game.
He's a good game.
You know, what will Klopp do?
Well, I mean, again, he's got to go for the cups. I mean, it's not going great. I know he got that brilliant win at Norwich in the end. Everybody looked like it's going to be a draw. Didn't expect Norwich to come back from that. Got the 4-4, and then you're thinking that's a point each, which ain't great for Liverpool, but then they got the last-minute winner. So he'd be looking at the top four still, Liverpool, if they can get a run. But certainly, they'll be looking at the FA Cup as well. Being at home, Anfield again, is. But I think West Ham might take this. They will play their strongest team, West Ham. And,
do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. They've had that bit of break as well during the week. You know, Liverpool have had extra time, gone to penalties. Sometimes mentally it can do you as well, going into a game like that. Look, they've been on a high for getting through to the final.
But I think this is a tight game.
I think it's an opportunity for West Ham to go there and really set their stall out and play much better with Payet beating the team as well. So that's a cracking game.
And that, of course, is Saturday also. Let's pick one or two. Villa, Man City. Could Villa just keep their season going? You know, City, more injuries, you know, De Bruyne. Will they play a decent side, or can Villa somehow sneak a 1-0?
Well, I think Man City might look at that as well. Probably rest a few players. They might look at the league as being the most important thing. I think Villa, if I was Remy Gard, you've got to play the strongest team you've got. You know, go out there, perform. They got that 0-0 draw early in the season at Villa Park. But Villa need confidence. They need belief in their side. So, again, if you're playing one of the title favourites and you beat him, it doesn't matter if it's in the FA Cup, that will bring a lot of confidence to the team. So if I was Remy Gard, he's got to go at the strongest outfit he's got.
Do you know where I'm hoping to go? Colchester.
Oh, that'd be a
Colchester Spurs. I've tried to get a table in the restaurant, but it's chocker, isn't it?
Oh.
But they try to find a table for me.
Well, there's got to be goals in this because Colchester certainly score goals. If you look in their league form this year, it's not been brilliant, but they're down the bottom half of the table. But they score goals. So I'm expecting lots of goals here.
Tottenham are flying
at the moment. I mean, I was at the game at Palace last week, and it was a game that you're thinking a point apiece. It's not great for Spurs because they're fighting for that top four. Then all of a sudden, Dele Alli pops up with that one goal. And even Chadley's goal. That was a great goal as well. Yeah. So they're scoring fantastic goals.
Another one, and I hope they can do it. Listen, Leeds for me is a great football club. I really mean that. But Bolton, I've got a home tie. Neil Lennon, desperate for dough. Leeds will bring thousands. Yep. They'll be everywhere.
9,000
at Bolton. They'll be everywhere. But if Bolton can pull this off, you know, this could be a lifesaver for the football club financially.
Well, they need it. I mean, I know they've had this car park. They're trying to sell the car park to keep them going, which is such a shame for a club like Bolton when you always expected them, you know, top eight of the Premier League. So now they're in Championship, struggling badly at the bottom of the Championship. But this will be a cracking game. I mean, it's one of them sort of games. Leeds are fancy their chances as well, going away from home. This could be a draw. I mean, I look at draws and maybe a replay. Then you'll probably fancy Leeds at Elland Road.
If they get through and get home draw fifth round, that's some place to go, by the way.
Yeah, just looking down a few shops,
not easy.
I mean, Oxford United, absolutely flying.
I fancy this.
Yeah, and Blackburn, you know, Oxford are doing so well in the league. They beat Swansea in the last round.
Yeah.
Fantastic performance. So that could be a shock. And what a game this will be as well. Portsmouth v Bournemouth.
Wow, I'd done a bottle of bubbly, then I backed Ipswich. Well done. Thanks, Mick. Mick McCarthy made a living changes.
Well, Portsmouth at
home. Lovely, eh?
This could be it'd be interesting to see what Bournemouth do as well, because obviously the league is very important to start this year.
And they're getting
and Portsmouth, you know, they're sitting there. It's a little bit indifferent results.
It's because you backed them to win the league.
Well, they lost to Oxford the other day, Portsmouth, who are a very good side, we know. But this would be rocking. You know, this is one we talk about atmospheres in grounds, and Fratton Park was one of the best atmosphere I played under because everybody, the whole stadium go for it.
I got stuck at Fratton. I don't mean in traffic. When I was doing
up a ladder, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I was doing my commentary, there's a ladder with a ring round it for safety, and it was a freezing cold, so I had about four layers on and a big sky coat on, and I climbed up, and they're all giving me pelters, the punters, and I looked at it, I went, oh no, I'm not going to get through that.
The most weren't behind you, was
and
it?
I got stuck, I swear, and they were slaughtering me. So I managed to wriggle free, and I wouldn't come back down to everyone who had gone.
Oh, we'll have to try and do a little competition if the Moose can get up there. I bet you he can't get
no
up there.
Chance.
No chance.
What about now? Everton are going to have to pick themselves up, aren't they? And by the way, Carlisle, what's the pitch like? I've no idea.
It's going to be tough. I mean,
you know, you think, the water they've had.
Well, I played. Shocking. I remember 2002, we played Carlisle, won a third round, and it was such a tough game. I mean, look, it's totally different now, but Carlisle fancy their chances. You know, they'd be saying, right, this is our cup final, guys. We're playing a Premier League side. It'd be a packed house again. And I always think that the smaller teams lift their games, especially when they're stadium full.
This game will go ahead because there's a lot of rain.
Yeah, again, we'll have to wait and see. And it's been terrible weather up there.
And Everton will probably want it off.
But it's a game that going to be absolutely packed. And that atmosphere sometimes, because these players are not used to having a packed ground. Everton are. You know, Goodison's always packed to the rafters. Carlisle's probably not. So once that ground gets a little bit more...
Could be a tricky one. Chelsea, whatever side they put out against MK Dons, should be good
enough. Well, I think Chelsea are good chances to win it, FA Cup. I think they'll look at this. Gus had done it before when he had that spell at Chelsea.
Should they get the still Champions League?
Yeah.
And I'm not dismissing, just because they're playing PSG, everyone said Chelsea are out. I'm not so sure. They're all saying City are the only ones that got a chance.
Well,
Arsenal go out. Chelsea will go out. I'm not so sure about this one.
But it might be a little bit different this year for Chelsea because they can start resting players in the league. Because they might say, well, we can't do nothing in the league this year.
And we're getting out of trouble.
But we're out of trouble. We're not going to be in a relegation battle. Mm. So why don't we rest players before cup games? And that could be the big difference. But when I look at that, Champions League, you want your position to be in a title race as well.
Yeah.
And PSG, we know, have romped the league already. So they're going to be resting players as well. But the FA Cup, I'm sure that Gus Hiddink will look at it and say, I had such a great memories of the FA Cup when I was at Chelsea before. Let's put our strongest team out. Let's take no chances, you know, because you are taking chances when you do rest players and you put players a bit rusty into the side and it could backfire on you.
Yeah.
So I think he'd go with the strongest side, Chelsea.
Just go back to that League Cup you won. Tell me about that,
yeah,
93. That occasion.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great occasion. I mean, my first real cup final ever to play in 1993.
Where did you then?
It was already 1920 and we played Sheffield. Do you remember the Sheffield Wednesday? It was Sheffield Wednesday.
And you played from the start?
I started the game, and they had a great side as well. Chris Woods in goal, Nigel Pearson, centre-half, Danny Wilson on the right, Chris Waddle played.
Trevor Francis
was manager, yeah, absolutely. And I remember we went out there. This is the famous game when our match winner, Stephen Morrow, scored the only
goal. Broke his arm.
Tony Adams lifted him up and dropped him. I just pleased it weren't David Seaman. That would have been better headlines. You know, the goalkeeper drops one of our players after he scores the winner. But it was a brilliant day. It really was. And that was my first, you know, medal I've won.
Stringfellows after?
Oh, we had a party after. It was these were the days when you could party properly. So we all went out after. And we still had the FA
Cup. Where'd you go? Come on, where'd you go?
I think we went locally. I think we went somewhere in North London. I can't remember. No. I think we all had a meal together after the game. I think that was planned by the club, so we all had to go to that.
Not Kensington, and the Roof Gardens.
And a few of the big hitters, we kicked on. You know, a few of the probably
what,
the,
Trump?
The proper Trump? The proper pros, they went home, and a few of us kicked on. People like Merson, who had a really good game. I think he got man of match, Merce, as he goes. Tony Adams at the time. We all kicked on for another party, but the FA Cup again, we played a bit later on against Sheffield Wednesday as well, and we managed to beat them in the replay. That big Andy Linigan, remember Andy Linigan?
Yeah, his brother David played for Ipswich.
So, you know, that was the first real season that we won. We won two cup competitions, and that was my first two medals in my cabinet, Al. And, you know, I think I still got them. I'm sure. I think my old man's got them, in fact. I think he's got them, and hopefully he's keeping them safe, and, you know... one day we'll put them in me.
I just give them the kids.
What? Yeah.
You've not got enough, have you? And I don't mean kids.
I've got five kids with nine medals. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward, Al.
All I've got is two UEFA Cup medals. I've not got a clue where they are.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I have no idea.
I remember Arsene Wenger as well when we lost to Liverpool in the FA Cup and we were runners up, and he threw his runners up medal in the bin. He said, that's no good. Second is no good in these cup. No one remembers who comes second. It's always who wins.
He's right.
So, you know, I think all the masseurs were in a big fight to get in the bin to try and get his medal out. But,
does Jose not do that? Does he not give his medals away?
I think he gave it away, didn't he? Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I think...
He gives his medal away and gets a new watch.
At the end of your career, you always look back and say, it's not about coming fourth and getting in Champions League. It's about what silverware you've won. And that's why these Liverpool Man City fans... I'll be going there, and the players will be looking at it.
Great,
this could be another medal in this Cup for our cabinet.
And Liverpool, you know, there's going to be a rebuild there, isn't there? Come then, if they can pull this off and win a trophy,
yeah, what
Klopp's,
a season!
Yeah, exactly. And he'll go for it. He'll buy four or five players.
He'll be properly backed as well. I think the club know they've got a very good manager, a very passionate manager. It will take time. I think Liverpool fans.
I like him.
But
he will get time.
He will get time because the Liverpool fans know of what he's done before with Dortmund, and you know, you can't turn a club around so quickly. Sometimes you're lucky you can, but I think they're going to give him a lot of time, wait for him to bring his own players in, look at it next season, and probably we'll have to get rid of four, five, six players, bring in four, five, six players, and it might be a totally different Liverpool side next season.
Ray Bruin, have a great weekend, pal.
Cheers.
Ray Parler with me, Alan Brazil, on Upfront exclusively on Audio Boom.
To you by Audioboom.